Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We thank Jesus for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 11. This is the season of Christmas, and I'll just share with you some of my thoughts. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, in the spring of the year, the lambing season, shepherds in ancient times would sit all night beside their flocks, watching for wolves or other dangers, and even feeding orphan lambs with milk on a soaked rag. No doubt, this is why these shepherds were seated on the ground the night Jesus was born. For biblical scholars believe the event was actually sometime in April. It would be natural for these humble men to be fearful, not only for themselves, but also for their flock. When the brilliant light and the voices of the angels pierced the silent night, but with what wonder and exultation they must have heard the astounding news. Are we surprised that they forgot their duty to their flocks and hastened joyfully, though perhaps doubtfully, to see the holy babe in the manger with their own eyes? Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Out of greatness to God for the precious gift of His Son, we should be anxious to spread His peace and goodwill to others whenever we can. There's always an opportunity. And shepherds were on the duty, but then they encountered the angel and they ran to see the child Jesus in the manger. Isn't that amazing? My dear brothers and sisters, the shepherd's ministry talks about marketplace ministry. Shepherds were watching their flock by night. We may be at work day or night, doesn't matter. That's your market field ministry. And that's where the call of the Holy Spirit is. If shepherds found the urgency to go and see the child Jesus, let us also find an urgency in our spirit to share Christ Jesus with somebody around us, somebody in the marketplace, maybe a business client, maybe a customer, maybe a colleague, maybe somebody whom you interact with on a long distance, maybe through your social media platforms, maybe through your internet options, whatever is available to you. Make a point to let them know about Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, if we will be quiet, the voices of the enemy will keep speaking and constantly taunting the faith of the saints. It's time that we rise up, speak the truth, stand for the truth, contend for the truth, and talk about Jesus in this season of reason and season of joy. Hallelujah. And let's rejoice with this beautiful, beautiful, carol that we sing, a beautiful hymn written by Nahum Tate. And while shepherds watched the flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down and glory shone around, and glory shone around. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given. We humble ourselves before you. We acknowledge you that you are our Lord, our God, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Redeemer. You never fail. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord God Almighty, the shepherds watching the flock by night reminds us that we are also eagerly and urgently waiting and anxiously waiting for the return of Jesus, the second advent, and therefore prepare us not only for our lives, but also prepare us to preach the gospel in our marketplaces, preach the gospel wherever we are, and however we can, we will share the love of Christ with everybody around us. That's what I pray and that's what I ask of you. Burden our souls to save souls that are perishing. That's what I pray. In this season, O Lord, yes, the season of joy, the first advent of Jesus, Lord, yet I pray you will invigorate us by a fresh zeal to save souls that are languishing and perishing. And what a great opportunity that in this season we can share Christ with our people all around us. Abba Father, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to spread the cheer of the Lord Jesus Christ all around them. I pray that you will preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them. And Lord God Almighty, you'll keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones that may be sick in our midst, O Father. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I speak healing and wholeness to prevail upon their lives by the power of your Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. That, Lord, they'll enjoy Christ in their life. They'll enjoy good health and strength in their life. And Father, that Christ will be glorified and be magnified. We thank you, we love you, we bless you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen.